Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The scholar and competent authority of Islam, Abu Ja'far al-Warraq al-Tahawi from Egypt, may Allah grant him mercy, said, with the name of Allah, the merciful to the believers and non-believers in this life, and the merciful to the believers only in the next world. This is an elucidation of the creed of Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah, which is in accordance with the doctrine of the scholars of Islam, Abu Hanifa al-Nu'man ibn Thabit al-Kufi, Abu Yusuf Ya'qub ibn Ibrahim al-Ansari, and Abu Abdullah Muhammad ibn al-Hasan al-Shaybani. May Allah reward them all for their deeds. It refers to what they believe of the fundamental articles of the religion and of what they submit to the Lord of the worlds. Guided by Allah, we believe and say about the Tawheed of Allah, certainly Allah is one, without a partner to Him. Nothing is like Him, nothing is beyond His power, no one deserves to be worshipped other than Him. He is Qadim, eternal with no beginning. He is Da'im, everlasting without an end. He will never perish or cease to exist. Nothing occurs except what He will. No delusions realize Him, and no comprehensions encompass Him. He does not resemble the creation. He is Hayy, alive, who does not die, and Qayyum, everlasting, who does not sleep. He is the creator, Al-Khaliq, with no need of the creation. He is the one who provides all sustenance, Al-Rizq, without any effort. He inflicts death without fear and resurrects without toil. He, having His attributes, existed eternally before His creation. By creating them, He did not gain an attribute which was not His before creating them. As He, having His attribute, has been in eternity, so He will forever remain. It was not after creating the creation He gained the name Al-Khaliq, the Creator. Similarly, it was not that after originating the beings, He gained the name Al-Bari', the Originator. He has had the attribute of lordship before the existence of the slaves, and the attribute of creating before the existence of any creation. Inasmuch as Allah is the one who gives life to the dead, Al-Muhyi, after He first created them and deserved this name before He gave them life, He also deserved the name the Creator before bringing the creation into being. This is because Allah has power over all things. Everything needs Him, and every matter is easy for Him. He does not need anything. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Ayah 11, Surah Ash-Shura means, nothing resembles Allah in any way, and He is attributed with hearing and sight. Allah brought the creation into existence in accordance with His knowledge. He meted out matters for them. He appointed times of death for them. Nothing was hidden from Him before He created them. He knew what they would do before He created them. He ordered them to obey Him, and He forbade them to disobey Him. Everything exists in accordance with His destiny and will. His will is fulfilled. The slaves do not will anything except what He will for them. So whatever He will for them does come into being. And whatever He did not will does not exist. Out of His generosity, Allah guides, protects from sinning, and gives health to whomever He will. Out of His justice, He creates misguidance, enables one to sin, and inflicts with calamities whomever He will. All of them behave in accordance with His will, whether by His generosity or His justice. Allah is exaltedly above having contenders or equals. No one prevents His preordainment, delays His ruling, or overcomes His will. We believe in all of this, and we are certain that everything is created by Him. We believe that Muhammad is His chosen slave, His elect prophet, and His accepted messenger. We believe that He is the last of the prophets, the greatest example of the God-fearing ones, the master of the messengers, and the most beloved one to the Lord of the worlds. Every claim of prophethood after His is false and reveals corrupt inclination. He is the one sent to all the jinn and humans with truth, guidance, enlightenment, and illumination. The Qur'an is the kalam, speech of Allah. Allah is the one who revealed its expression to His prophet without His own attribute of speech resembling any attribute of the creation. The believers believe with certainty that it is the kalam, speech of Allah, the exalted, and that it is not created like the speech of the creation. Whoever hears the Quran and falsely says it is composed by a human is a blasphemer. Allah dispraised, censured, and threatened such a person with saqar, hell. He, the exalted, said in Al-Muddathir, Ayah 26, سَأُصْلِيهِ saqar. It means, I will burn him in hellfire. Since Allah threatened with saqar the one who says, as in Surah Al-Muddathir, Ayah 25, إِنَّ هَذَا إِلَّا قَوْلُ الْبَشَرِ. It means, this book is composed by a human. We know for certain that it is revealed by the Creator of mankind, and that his speech does not resemble the speech of mankind. The one who attributes to Allah a characteristic of mankind is a blasphemer. Hence, he who looks thoroughly into this takes warning, refrains from the sayings of the blasphemers, and knows that Allah, having his attributes, does not resemble mankind. The seeing of Allah by the people of paradise without circumscription or manner of being is true, as pronounced in the book of our Lord, the Quran, in Al-Qiyamah 22-23. The seeing mentioned in the ayah is in accordance with Allah's will and knowledge. All of what is narrated about this in the Sahih Hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is as he said and with the meaning he intended. We do not indulge in this matter, assigning wrong meanings to it with our own opinions or misconceiving it with our delusions, because no one's religion is safe except if one submits oneself to Allah the Exalted and to his Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and ascribes the knowledge of what is ambiguous to him to the one who knows it. One is not at all a Muslim if one does not submit to Allah. So whoever fails to do that and seeks the knowledge of what has been debarred from him and does not assent to attribute that knowledge to the one who knows it, prevents himself by what he sought from sheer tawheed, pure knowledge and true faith. Consequently, he wavers between blasphemy and faith, belief and disbelief, and admittance and denial. He is subject to vain whispers, is lost and doubtful, and is neither a faithful believer nor a rejecting disbeliever. The belief in the seeing of Allah with the eyes in the hereafter by the occupants of the abode of peace is not valid to the one who considers it delusionally or misinterprets it in his mind. The correct interpretation of this seeing and of every meaning ascribed to the Lordship is given by abandoning misinterpretation and by adhering to the unreserved submission. This is what the religion of the Muslims asserts. The one who does not guard himself against negating Allah or his attributes and against likening Allah to his creation has strayed and has not declared Allah to be clear of imperfection. Our Lord, to whom glory and greatness belong, is attributed with the attributes of oneness and uniqueness. None of the creation has any of his attributes. Allah is clear of having boundaries, extremes, sides, organs, and small parts. The six directions do not contain him as they do contain all created things. The Mi'raj ascension is true. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was certainly taken on a night trip Isra. While awake, he was taken up in body to the heavens and then to whatever heights Allah willed for him. Allah honored him with what he willed. He revealed unto him that which he revealed. Allah said in An-Najm ayah 11, مَا كَذَبَ الْفُؤَادُ مَا رَأَى. It means the heart of Prophet Muhammad was not wrong about what it saw. So may Allah raise his rank in the hereafter and before and protect his nation from that which he fears for it. The Haud basin, which Allah honored him with as a successor to his nation, is true. The Shafa'ah, intercession, that the Prophet saved for his nation until the day of judgment, is true, as has been related in the Hadith. The covenant that Allah, the Exalted, took from Adam and his offspring is true. Certainly Allah Ta'ala has known eternally altogether the number of those who shall enter paradise and the number of those who shall enter hell. This number is neither increased nor decreased. Also He knows their deeds, for He has known what they shall do. Everyone's route is paved for that which one is created. The consequences of one's deeds depend on one's ending. The fortunate is the one for whom Allah eternally preordained to die as a Muslim, and the unfortunate is the one for whom Allah eternally preordained to die as a blasphemer. The reality of the Qadr, destiny, is the secret of Allah Ta'ala kept from His creation. Neither the favored angels nor the sent prophets know about it. Going deep into this matter and being pensive about it is a means to committing sins, a ladder to deprivation, and a step to exceeding the bounds. So be utterly cautious of having such pensiveness and forbidden thoughts and of following vain whispers about it. Certainly Allah Ta'ala has concealed the knowledge of the Qadr from mankind and has forbidden them to cast about it. He Ta'ala said in His book in Al-Anbiya 23, لَا يُسْأَلُ عَمَّا يَفْعَلْ وَهُمْ يُسْأَلُونَ. It means He, Allah, is not questioned about what He does, but the creations are. So whoever objectionably asks, why did Allah do so? Has rejected the judgment of the book. Whoever rejects the judgment of the book is among the blasphemers. This is all of what the walis, righteous slaves of Allah the Exalted, whose hearts are enlightened, need to believe in and accept. This is the degree of those whose knowledge is soundly rooted, for the knowledge is of two kinds, one existent among the creation and the other non-existent among them. Denial of the existent knowledge is blasphemy, and claiming to have the non-existent knowledge is blasphemy. Faith is not valid except if the existent knowledge is acknowledged and the non-existent one is not pursued. We believe in the lawh, tablet, and the qalam, pen, and in all what is written on the tablet. So even if the whole creation agree upon precluding a thing which Allah Ta'ala has ordered written on the tablet that it would exist, the whole creation will not be able to preclude it. Likewise, if all the creation agree to bring into existence a thing that Allah Ta'ala did not order written on the tablet, they will not be able to bring it into existence. The pen has finished writing what is to exist until the day of judgment. What has passed the slave by was not going to befall him, and what has befallen him was not going to pass him by. The slave must know that eternally Allah knew about every one of His creation prior to their existence. So He destined that which He knew firmly and irreversibly. No one among His creation in heavens and earth can contradict, postpone, annihilate, change, transform, decrease or increase any of it. This is among the obligations of faith and the fundamentals of knowing Allah and professing His oneness and His lordship. As Allah Ta'ala says in His book, Al-Furqan Ayah 2, وَخَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَقَدَّرَهُ تَقْدِيرًا. It means Allah created and certainly destined everything. Allah Ta'ala says in Al-Ahzab 38, وَكَانَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ قَدَرًا مَقْدُورًا. It means the creations of Allah are certainly by His destiny. Woe to the one who becomes a disputer of Allah's destiny and who summons a corrupt heart to consider it. For he, by investigating the world of the unforeseen with his delusion, has sought a concealed secret and has become, by what he said about it, a sinful liar. The Arsh and the Kursi are real. Allah is in no need of the Arsh and what is underneath it. He knows about everything and is above everything in status. He disabled His creation from having an encompassing knowledge. We say in faith, belief, and submission, certainly Allah chose Ibrahim, Abraham, for a Khalil and spoke unto Musa, Moses. We believe in the angels, prophets, and books revealed to the messengers. We profess that they, the prophets and messengers, were on the path. We're on the path of undeniable truth. We call the people of our Qibla Muslims and believers, as long as they acknowledge what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called for and believed without denial in all what he said and related. We do not indulge in thinking about the self of Allah, and we do not dispute sinfully about the religion of Allah. We do not sinfully dispute about the Quran, and we profess that it is the kalam, speech of the Lord of the worlds. The trusted soul Jibreel came down with it and taught it to the master of the messengers, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quran is the kalam of Allah Ta'ala. None of the speech of the creation equals it. We do not say that it is created, and we do not oppose the Muslim Jama'ah. We do not deem any member of the people of the Qibla a blasphemer because of a sin unless he deems it lawful. We do not say no harm shall befall the believer who commits sin. We hope for the believers who show good deeds that out of his mercy, Allah will forgive and admit them into paradise. However, we do not ensure that they will be saved, and we do not profess that they will be admitted into paradise without torture. We beg Allah to forgive the wrongdoers amongst the believers. We fear for them and do not consider them despondent. Deeming oneself safe from the punishment of Allah and despairing of the mercy of Allah, take the committer out of the religion of Islam. The right path of the people of the Qibla is to be in between the two matters. The slave of Allah does not exit faith except by denouncing what admitted him into it. Joining the Islamic faith is by professing with the tongue and believing in the heart, the two testifications of faith. Faith is one. Believers are equal in its essence. However, superiority of some believers over others is in the degree of faith, is according to their fear of Allah, piety, rejection of evil inclination, and steadfastness to the more appropriate. All the believers are protected by Allah, and among them the most honored by Allah are those who are the most obedient and compliant with the Quran. Faith is the belief in Allah, His angels, His books, His messengers, and the last day, and the belief in the Qadr, destiny, from Allah Ta'ala, both good and evil, and sweet and bitter. We believe in all of this. We do not discriminate against any of His messengers. We believe all of them and in what they brought. If the people of enormous sins among the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam die asserting the Tawheed, though they were non-repenters, they do not remain forever in hell after they die as faithful believers. They are under the will and judgment of Allah. If Allah wills out of His favor, He may forgive and absolve them. As He the Exalted cited in His book in An-Nisa 48, وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. It means Allah forgives whatever is less than blasphemy for whomever He wills. If Allah wills out of His justice, He may torture them in hell. Then He takes them out of it by His mercy. And by the pleading of intercessors who were obedient to Him, then He sends them to His paradise. For Allah Ta'ala has protected those who believe in Him, and has not made them in both, this life and the hereafter, like the people who disbelieve in Him. The latter failed to attain His guidance and did not qualify for His promise of support. O Allah, the One, guard Islam and its members. Keep us constantly steadfast to Islam until we die while believing in it. We hold it valid to pray behind every member of the people of the Qibla, whether pious or enormous sinner, and to perform the funeral prayer for any of them when he dies. We do not declare definitely who among them will be in paradise or hell. We do not judge them with blasphemy, shirk, or hypocrisy unless such matters show from them. We leave their secrets to Allah Ta'ala. We hold that the sword must not be used against any member of the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except those who deserve it. We hold that we must not revolt against our caliphs and their appointed governors, even if they act unjustly. We do not supplicate against them or disobey them. Additionally, we deem obeying them as an obligation and obedience to Allah, the Exalted, except when they enjoin an act of disobedience. We supplicate Allah to grant them righteousness and safety from disobeying Him. We follow the Sunnah and Jama'ah and avoid deviations, disagreement, and disunion. We love the people of justice and honesty and hate the people of tyranny and treachery. We say about what is ambiguous to us, Allah knows best. In accordance with what has been related in the Athar, we believe in wet wiping the footgear, mas'hul khuffain, while traveling and residing. Performing Hajj and Jihad continue to take place under Muslim caliphs, whether pious or committers of major sins, until the time of resurrection. Nothing invalidates or abolishes them. We believe in the honorable recording angels, for Allah has certainly appointed them to observe our deeds. We believe in the angel of death, who is appointed to take the souls out of the living beings. We believe in the punishment in the grave for the one who deserves it, and in Munkar and Nakir's questioning of the buried person in his grave about his Lord, religion, and prophet. All this is in accordance with the hadiths of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and of the companions of the Prophet. May Allah raise their ranks. We believe that the grave is either a garden of paradise or a pit of hell. We believe in the resurrection, payment of the deeds on the day of judgment, presentation of the deeds, questioning, reading the book, reward, punishment, sirat, the bridge over hell, and balance. Paradise and hell are created. They will never end or cease to exist. Certainly Allah Ta'ala brought paradise and hell into existence before the humans, and He created occupants for them. So for whomever He has willed to go to paradise, this is a favor from Him. And for whomever He has willed to go to hell, this is justice from Him. Everyone works according to what has been written for him in Allahul Mahfuz, the guarded tablet, and proceeds towards for what he has been created, and proceeds towards for what he has been created. Good and evil are destined for the slaves. The ability with which the deed occurs is simultaneous with the deed. An example of what is related to this ability is the tawfiq, which must not be attributed to the creation. As to the ability in terms of health, power, mastery, and soundness of instruments, it is present prior to the deed, and the righteous orders are relevant to it. As in the saying of Allah in Al-Baqarah 286, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. It means Allah does not require of anyone to do what is beyond one's ability. The deeds of the slaves are the creation of Allah and are acquired by the slaves. Allah Ta'ala has not ordered the slaves except with that which they can do, and they must not be obligated by others to do except what Allah ordered them to do. This is the explanation of La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. We say, no one has the ability to be artful, to move or to shift away from disobeying Allah except with the help of Allah. And no one has the strength to perform obedience to Allah and stay firm to it except with the tawfiq of Allah. Everything runs according to the will, knowledge, preordainment, and destiny of Allah Ta'ala. His will has overpowered all wills, and His preordainment has defeated all artifices. He does whatever He wills, and He is never unjust. He is free of every injustice and defect. Allah said in Surah Al-Anbiya, Ayah 23, لَا يُسْأَلُ عَمَّا يَفْعَلْ وَهُمْ يُسْأَلُونَ. It means Allah is not questioned about what He does, but the creations are. In the supplication and charities of the living, there is a benefit for the dead. Allah Ta'ala is the one who answers the supplications and fulfills the needs. He owns everything and nothing owns him. Nothing can be unneedful of Allah, even for an eye wink. Whoever claims to be unneedful of Allah for an eye wink blasphemes and becomes among the people of perdition. Allah has the ghadab and rida attributes unlike any of mankind. We love the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, we do not exceed the due bounds in loving any one of them, and we do not disavow ourselves from any of them. We hate whoever hates them, and whoever mentions them with other than good things. We do not speak but well of them. Loving them is in accordance with the religion, faith, and sincere obedience. Hating them is blasphemy, hypocrisy, and exceeding the bounds. We confirm that the Khilafah Caliphate after the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went firstly to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, may Allah raise his rank, distinguishing him above others and giving him precedence over the whole nation of the Prophet. Afterwards, it went to Umar ibn al-Khattab, may Allah raise his rank, then to Uthman, may Allah raise his rank, then to Ali ibn Abi Talib, may Allah raise his rank. These are the rightful caliphs and the rightly guided religious leaders. We bear witness that the ten whom the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam named and gave the good tidings of paradise shall be in paradise in accordance with what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam testified for them, for his saying is true. These are Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, Talha, Az-Zubayr, Sa'ad, Sa'id, Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah. These are Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, Talha, Az-Zubayr, Sa'ad, Sa'id, Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, and Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah, the Amin of this nation. May Allah reward them all. Whoever believes well of the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his wives who are pure from all squalor, and his descendants who are clear of all defilements, is free of hypocrisy. The early scholars of the Salaf and those who followed them, the people of benevolence, hadith, fiqh, and ijtihad, must not be mentioned except with good things. The one who speaks ill of them is not on the right course. We do not prefer any of the walis of Allah over any of the prophets, peace be upon them. We say, a single prophet is better than the walis of Allah altogether. We believe in the news of their karamas and in the authentic accounts told about them by the trustworthy. We believe in the signs of the judgment day, such as the appearance of the Dajjal imposter, the descent of Isa ibn Maryam, Jesus the son of Mary, may peace be upon him, from the heavens, the rising of the sun from its setting place, and the emergence of the earth, Dabba, animal from its place. We do not believe in a soothsayer, a clairvoyant, or the one who claims what disagrees with the Quran, the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Ijma', Islamic scholarly consensus of the nation. We deem the Jama'ah to be true and right, and the departure from it to be a deviation from the right course that will result in torture. The religion of Allah on earth and in the heavens is one. It is the religion of Islam. Allah Ta'ala said in Al Imran ayah 19, Inna ad-deena 'inda Allahi al-Islam. It means certainly the only religion accepted by Allah is Islam. And he said in Al-Ma'idah ayah 3, وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. It means I, Allah, accepted Islam as the religion for you. Islam lies between exceeding the proper limits and falling short of what is required, between likening Allah to the creation and denying some or all of Allah's attributes, between jabr and denying qadr, and between feeling safe from Allah's punishment and feeling despair of Allah's mercy. This is our religion and our creed, outwardly and inwardly. With Allah as our witness, we disavow ourselves from whoever disagrees with what we have mentioned and clarified. We ask Allah Ta'ala to keep us resolute in our faith, to end our lives with it. We ask Him to protect us from the various evil inclinations, scattered opinions and wicked doctrines, such as those of the Mushabbiha, Mu'tazila, Jahmiyyah, Jabriyyah, Qadariyyah, and others who contradicted the Sunnah and the Jama'ah and clung to misguidance. We disavow ourselves from them. We consider them deviant and wicked. We rely on Allah to protect us from sinning and to empower us with obedience. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.